Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, April 11th. The passage of Senate Bill 181 has many in the oil and gas industry wondering what new regulations will be implemented. For KVNF News, Jody Peterson spoke to industry officials to find out.
Western Slope natural gas companies could eventually see some big changes in how they operate. A new bill, SB 181, makes sweeping overhauls to oil and gas regulations, the most comprehensive reforms in nearly 70 years. The bill passed the state legislature recently, and Governor Jared Polis is expected to sign it into law soon. One of the biggest changes will be to the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. Currently an agency charged with fostering oil and gas development, it will be transformed into one that regulates the industry, with protecting public health and safety and the environment as its top priorities. The bill sponsors say that its final wording represents input from many stakeholders. Lawmakers made changes to address some concerns of the oil and gas industry, but industry representatives say they don't know yet how the new law might affect their operations. Here's Eric Carlson, the executive director of the West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association. The trade association supports natural gas development, especially in the Piceance Basin.
We're still quite concerned that the bill requires a lot of rulemaking processes that will take several years to complete. So we really don't know what the expected outcome will be until all of that really is completed.
Carlson went on to describe some of the new rules that will be developed.
A lot of the rules that are going to be put in place do deal with a lot of aspects of drilling itself, as well as emissions controls and operations. There also is a provision to change the habitat stewardship provisions of the Act to one where meeting with landowners and dealing with habitat of great concern, making sure that the landowners themselves are agreeing to the kinds of things that have to be done through the permitting process.
SB 181 also gives local governments more control over oil and gas development. For example, it allows them to designate where wells can be drilled, enact noise and odor ordinances, and impose fines for violations, although it does not allow them to ban or place a moratorium on energy development. The oil and gas industry is concerned that the law will result in a dual set of regulations, so that operators potentially will have to comply with one set of state rules and another set created by local governments. Matt Reed, public lands director of Crested Butte-based High Country Conservation Advocates, says the law ends state preemption of local authority in this area. It gives communities across Colorado, such as Gunnison, Grand Junction, Paonia, Cortez, and Moffat, a chance to direct oil and gas development based on their specific needs.
SB 181 gives local governments clear regulatory authority over oil and gas that gives municipalities an opportunity now to create place-based specific oil and gas regulations. I think it will lead to better planning, better site-specific planning, community-based planning, but it certainly is not going to be a death knell to the industry like we've heard.
Efforts are already underway to undo SB 181. Opponents are working to get measures on the ballot this November that would repeal the law and change the makeup of the Oil and Gas Commission. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
Yesterday, we told you about an accidental wetland in the otherwise dry Colorado River Delta. Today, we visit two sites that were intentionally created as a way to bring both water and life back to the region. Luke Runyon has the final part of our series on the final 100 miles of the Colorado River.
It's mid-morning in the Sonoran Desert, and already the sun is causing the temperature to rise.
All right. So do you just want to take a walk?
You want to walk around? Sure.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Karen Schlatter and I are in search of a comfortable spot along the Colorado River's historic channel in Mexico. We head over to a stand of 30-foot cottonwood trees in Laguna Grande. It's one of a handful of intensely managed restoration sites in the otherwise dry riverbed. Schlatter helps manage it for the Sonoran Institute, a binational environmental group.
You know, this forest here is probably 5 years old.
Around us is a sprawling network of irrigation ditches, almost like a farm. But instead of crops, they're growing trees and willows, prime habitat for birds, coyotes, frogs, and
So this is the beaver trail. We had beavers arrive to the site, I think, like 5 years ago. 2 years ago, we had an entire beaver family, and there were like little baby beavers running everywhere, and, you know, everybody was freaking out.
This is what the entire delta used to be when the Colorado River emptied into the Pacific Ocean. But a series of upstream dams in the U.S. held the river back, leaving the delta as the ultimate collateral damage. Laguna Grande is an attempt to right some of that wrong. A series of legal agreements have now cemented that view. The most recent was signed a year and a half ago. It's funding work at sites similar to Laguna Grande and scientists like Carl Flessa at the University of Arizona.
These are parks. Think of them, if you will, as little green parks scattered along the course of the river.
As water flows back to areas of the delta, Flessa and a team of researchers are studying the effects. So far, they've found an increase in the number of birds and other wildlife coming here. Flessa says the early results are promising.
Rivers dried up below Morelos Dam, and restoring some of that flow below the dam, even to, you know, small park-like restoration areas, that's restoring a little bit of environmental justice.
A few miles upstream, whitewater is gushing out of an irrigation canal into another restoration site called Chausey. Adrian Salcedo manages the flow of water for Restauremos El Colorado, a Mexican environmental group.
This site is very complex, maybe more than the other sites because of the water management.
Chausey is meant to replicate a bend in the Colorado River, but it requires a lot more water to do it.
We have the water rights to make this place possible now. But thinking about the future, it could be complicated to restore this kind of habitat at this level because water could be more scarce.
Before we leave, I head down to a marsh where tall grasses have taken root in a shallow pool of water. A rarely seen marsh bird called a sora has captured the attention of some of the site's staff. One pulls out her phone to mimic the bird's call. The tiny, spindly-legged sora weaves through the reeds and calls back.
Nobody intentionally dried out the Colorado River Delta.
Jennifer Pitt is the Colorado River Program Director for the National Audubon Society.
But it happened.
And it took a recognition from both the U.S. and Mexico, Pitt says, to realize they created the problem. It'll take many more years to attempt to fix it. I'm Luke Runyon in Baja California, Mexico.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, April 11th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.